I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a 20-year-old woman is dead after the UHP says she was hit head-on by an elderly driver going the wrong way on eastbound 215 in Holiday. On KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, new information about the coronavirus finds it's not like the common cold as previously believed. A study found that the virus really shows similar symptoms to SARS. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Retirement Planning for Mountain America Investment Services.
Road crews are very close to opening up I-215 South Bell. When they do, it will not be a full open at 2300 East going eastbound. Eastbound I-215 South Bell will open at 2300 East in the center and right lanes. A left lane looks like they're going to keep that one blocked. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just as one storm moves out, another one is lining up to move in. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, downtown, we've got 40 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
This is the third and final day for House Democrats to explain their arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Leading House Manager Adam Schiff talking about President Trump refusing to provide witnesses or documents to the House investigation, which is the heart of the obstruction of Congress article.
What president would feel compelled to answer any Senate subpoena in the future if this president can simply say, we will fight all subpoenas, and if this Congress were to ratify that kind of misconduct?
Responding to an ABC News report that a recording exists from a private dinner that appears to include President Trump, saying that he wants then-U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch fired, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway.
We've always maintained he can have whichever staff we serve at his pleasure, cabinet, ambassadors that he would like.
The president's lawyers are expected to start their defense arguments tomorrow at the Senate trial. With continuing coverage, the impeachment of President Trump, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah Museum of Natural History is showing off a new type of dinosaur discovered here in the state. It's a type of Allosaurus, one of the meat-eating predators, and it's named for a prominent Utah paleontologist. Joining us now live is Natural History Museum Research Associate Dr. Mark Lowen. Is that appropriate music, Doctor? You like that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about this new dinosaur. First of all, what do we call it? What's its name?
So we've named it Allosaurus Jim Madsoni, and this is named for the first state paleontologist of Utah, who probably between World War II and the 1990s was the world's expert on Allosaurus. He dug up over 20,000 bones of this animal in central Utah's famous Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry that's now part of Jurassic Monument here in Utah. And the new species was actually found in Dinosaur National Monument and is a little bit older than the state fossil of Utah, which is Allosaurus fragilis.
How long is this research into this new dinosaur been going on?
It's been actually going on for a long time. The specimen was first found in 1990, but unfortunately it was on a cliff face, so dynamite had to be used to remove it from the rock face. A giant helicopter had to be acquired to fly it out. And then the worst thing about the entire excavation is we were missing the skull. And so it wasn't later until 1996 that the skull was found using a gamma-ray detector. The fossil is actually radioactive, and this is the first skull of a dinosaur that's ever been found using radioactivity.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So tell us some of the characteristics. We only have about 30 more seconds. What are some of the characteristics of this dinosaur?
This dinosaur is a little bit more lightly built than Allosaurus fragilis. The skull is not as strong. It's not as ready to crush bones as the more famous Allosaurus fragilis. But it also has two thin crests going down the nose, which is really interesting. And the cool thing is people can come to see this animal at the Natural History Museum of Utah. It'll be on display this weekend for our annual Dino Fest. In addition, we have paleontologists from around the world coming to give talks about the extinction of the dinosaurs. So it's a great event for the family to come out, check out New Dinosaur, check out everything that we have to offer about the world of dinosaurs.
All right, Doctor. Thank you so much. Dr. Mark Lowen from the Utah Museum of Natural History, and they're going to be showing off that new dinosaur. KSL News Time 449, Triple Team Traffic. It's emergency traffic brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Here again, Ricky Meese.
They are letting traffic move again. This is going to be eastbound I-215 South Belt. Now, the crash, what's left of it, is still blocking a left lane of traffic at 2300 East. The left lane will be blocked, but the other lanes of traffic are opening up as we speak. Again, this is eastbound I-215 South Belt. You're still going to see backups 1300 East going through that area. Now, for those traveling southbound on I-15, it's heavy and slow, 4500 to 7200 South. We're actually looking good on I-215's West Belt and the 21st South Freeway. We do have a crash in Murray State Street, 6500 South. Michelle?
Well, you're seeing those delays as you're headed southbound I-15 into Utah County. Those pick up at the point of the mountain, and they're the worst as you're approaching SR-92 Temp Highway. They straggle on, though, onto about 2100 North in Lehigh and then again in Pleasant Grove. If you're headed northbound on State Street in Orem, you're also going to see some delays as you're approaching 800 North, and then the drive up in Summit County due to the film festival is also busy. This is Deer Valley Drive, Park Avenue, and Highway 224 approaching Kimball Junction. Steve?
And we have delays on northbound 15 at Rose Park by the oil refineries up to the north interchange. Then it clears out. You're back up to normal speeds. Slowdowns in Kaysville and Layton. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Kevin Eubank has our 7-day forecast.
Thanks a lot, Grant. Well, our 7-day forecast continues to have mild temperatures. In fact, every day out of the next 7, highs will be above 40 degrees. But we still get storms. Saturday's an in-between day, partly cloudy and 47. Another storm moves in Sunday afternoon. It'll start as rain and then mix over to some snow. Sunday night into Monday morning, 1 to 2 inches in the valleys. Another storm, very similar, will move in Tuesday into Wednesday, doing the same. Some rain to start, some snow to finish. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It is 40 degrees downtown, and we want to thank and congratulate KSL listener Christopher Zimpfer of Sandy. He called us when he heard his name, and he claimed his $500 Maverick fuel card. Find out how you can get $500 in free gas for yourself at KSLNewsRadio.com. We have breaking news on KSL News Radio. Kira Hoffelmeyer is in the studio. What is the breaking news, Kira?
Grant, this is about this accident on I-215 eastbound. The woman that was the wrong way driver, the 80-year-old woman, we've learned just within moments, has passed away from that accident. She ran into a 20-year-old woman who died on impact there on I-215 eastbound. They just reopened some of the lanes. The left lane is still closed as they continue to investigate. But Utah Highway Patrol did inform us of this. Fatality just a few moments ago.
Okay, thank you, Kieran. We will keep tabs with Triple Team Traffic throughout the afternoon for when that roadway is completely open. They have restricted one lane. KSL News Time is 4:52. You know, when it gets really overcast and cold, we always think about it'd be great to get out of town and get someplace warm. Well, you can find out where to go at the Morris Murdoch Travel Show, and Tim Hughes is there.
Yeah, thank you, Grant. You were playing the Jurassic theme a moment ago, and I kept thinking, you know, you could actually go to Hawaii and see the Ka'aava Valley where they shot some of the major scenes from that movie. And you could win that trip from the 24th annual Morris Murdoch Travel Show. It's on today till 8 o'clock tonight. They open the doors at 2, but let me tell you, it is packed. And I think a lot of people are thinking about getting out of all of this muck and haze. They'll be open tomorrow from 10 until 5. It's not just the Hawaii trip. They've got a Mexico trip to give away, a 7-day Royal Caribbean cruise for 2, and those prizes are given away hourly. Plus, you can get a $50 Morris Murdoch gift card just for attending. There are over 40 expert travel advisors at the travel show to help you plan your next vacation. I love what they say. Book local, travel global. And you can upgrade your travel experience by using a Morris Murdoch Travel Advisor. They've been around for so many years. Brian Holleen was with us. He's the president of Morris Murdoch. He's been with the company 39 years. Come and see what makes them so good at creating memories that are going to last a lifetime for you and your families. We are live at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, 9575 South State Street.
How would you like a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus? If you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow at 10% for your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. If you're in or near retirement, don't play the roller coaster ride with the market. My name is Jeff Jr. and the president of Trajan Wealth. We can teach you about annuities that will provide you a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. You heard me right, a guaranteed 10% growth on your income. If you have an old 401k, IRA, or another annuity, call us today. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call us, Trajan Wealth, and put your savings on the road to certainty. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
This policy is issued by Athene and has limitations. For costs and complete details of the annuity, contact Trajan Wealth.
Money news on KSL, sponsored by Utah Honda Certified Vehicles. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow really dropped 170 points, closing under 29,000 at 28,989. It is time now for Jazz Notes on KSL News Radio, and that means Cleon Wall.
The NBA's All-Star starters were announced, and Utah had no one voted into the game.
Oh, nuts.
Not that it was a big surprise with names like LeBron James and James Harden. Rudy Gobert received the ninth most composite votes for front court players, and Donovan Mitchell received the fifth most votes for backcourt players. We'll find out if they make it as an All-Star reserve at the end of the month. A guy who did get enough votes is Luka Doncic.
Here comes Doncic with a drive and a scoop and a score.
The second-year Mavericks guard scored 27 points and dished out 9 assists in the Mavericks win over the Blazers. And he'll be in town to face the Jazz tomorrow afternoon. Should be a good game. Make sure you download the latest Jazz Notes podcast with Kyle Ireland and I as we discuss All-Star votes and midseason grades. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.